The month of December can be a hectic time, and keeping up with your family scripture study can sometimes feel like just one more thing to do on your checklist. In today's episode, Dixie Christensen shares how she simplifies her scripture study to accommodate both Christmas and Come Follow Me. She shares some great ideas of how to use our December theme of I Believe to help her family connect the birth of the Christ child to the Jesus that we talk about in the scriptures and the principles of the gospel that we truly believe in. And these principles of the gospel are the ones that are going to be discussed in our Come Follow Me for the rest of the year. Dixie shares several easy ways to incorporate the articles of faith, proclamation on the family, and the living Christ into our daily Christmastime routines, making your family scripture study not only possible, but extremely meaningful. Hi, I'm Leslie.
And I'm Lindsay.
And you are about to experience a new way to have family scripture study.
Get ready, because this is where we say no to fancy, time-intensive lessons. No to trying to cover all the material, and no to stressing over what to talk about each day.
And instead, we're going to say yes to simple but powerful family scripture study. Yes to family discussions, and yes to change to help our family become more like Jesus Christ.
Welcome to the My Teaching Matters podcast.
Hey everybody, welcome to the My Teaching Matters podcast. I'm Leslie Johnson, and I'm here today with two guests, my daughter Lindsay Jensen and Dixie Christensen.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
So Dixie has joined us a couple of different times, and actually just for our listeners, I want to let you know that Dixie's kind of joined our team. She has an amazing mind, and we were in need of some extra help, and Dixie was so gracious to agree to help us with some of our things. So Dixie now has been working on creating our themes and experiences, and she's actually got all of next year finished, which is totally amazing, at least the themes and ideas for the year. And so what we thought we would do today is just kind of give you guys an idea for the month of December, the theme that we've come up with and how we want to implement it. We want to kind of give you maybe a behind the scenes, step-by-step look of how we think of the theme, how we implement the theme, and how different families can implement the same theme to work for their family. So, with that, Dixie, what is our theme for this month, and why did you choose this theme?
All right. For December, the theme that we chose is We Believe, in part because that has a very Christmassy ring to it, so it can be tied into Christmas. But if we glance at the four different weeks that are included in December, there's kind of a hodgepodge this particular month. We finished the actual sections in the Doctrine and Covenants the first week, 137 and 138, and those are all about what happens after we die, and you know, little children, and what we know, some things about the spirit world and things like that. So a lot of eternal families, and everybody gets a chance to hear about the gospel kind of topics that week. The second week has to do with the Articles of Faith, and then we look at the two official declarations. So of course there's a wide variety of topics included among all of those. The third week, we cover the family and proclamation to the world. And the fourth week, which is the week that Christmas falls in, we study the Living Christ document. So in looking at all of those, trying to see what they have in common, there were a handful of things, a lot of things about family. Anyway, a few other threads, but what we chose to put together was We Believe in part, and then you can choose to include the subtitle of it, which is We Believe in Truth Restored by Modern Prophets. Because all of these are, with the exception of section 137, are documents that came a lot later. I guess Articles of Faith too. But anyway, everything else came a little bit later, not necessarily just with Joseph Smith. And so it came from a variety of different prophets, all trying to answer a different question. A piece was missing, essentially, and so a prophet restored the piece that we needed to be able to understand more of the truth. So That's why we chose We Believe, is there are a lot of things that were restored by prophets that we now understand and we can believe in.
So I love that. I love how, if you see what Dixie did, so she looked at the whole month, kind of took a preview of what the month looks like. And she says, okay, how can I tie all of these things together? Because again, we're thinking about focusing on something for an entire month. Now that entire month doesn't mean you're just looking at one aspect of that. What that does is allow us to look at the same principle of the gospel from different angle and using different lenses. And so just how she explained it, this idea that we believe in truth restored by modern prophets, we can talk about all of these things and talk about how we have modern prophets who continue to give us revelation and continue to give us direction. And all of that kind of ties together through the month of December. So I love how she has done that. I love how that she's brought all that together. So let's look then, if that's our theme for the month, how can we implement that week by week within our families? And I'm going to have Dixie and Lindsay kind of both share ideas of how they are envisioning this working with their family. So the first thing that we want to look at as we look at this theme, this idea of we believe in truths restored by modern prophets, the first thing that we want to think about are what is our invitation that we want to offer our family? What is it that we want to have our family come away understanding or learning or doing by the time this month is over? So, Dixie, what is it that you hope to do with your family with this theme?
Well, in asking myself what invitation I want to extend to my family, typically I ask myself what's driving me crazy, what's a problem in our home that we need to fix. However, I feel like December is a little bit of a different month because I feel like it's more of a month that we want to focus on Christmas, focus on the Savior, maybe a little bit less focused on making specific changes in our home. So the question I've been asking myself is, what do I want my children to feel or know or do during this particular Christmas season, and how can I tie that in with the scriptures? So slightly different than our usual, you know, what problem do we need to fix? What do they need to learn more about necessarily? And for my family, I have chosen to try to help my family connect the baby Jesus that we've talked about lots and lots of times in the past several Christmases. For reference, my oldest daughter is almost 7. And so for the last couple of years, she and my older son, we've talked a lot about the nativity story. We've talked a lot about baby Jesus. So I feel like for them, that's something that they know a lot about. But I just don't know that they connect the baby Jesus that we celebrate at Christmas with the adult Jesus that we talk about regularly throughout the year. So that's my particular goal for this December, is to help them make connections between the baby that we're celebrating and the Savior that they know, and that they're the same person.
Oh, I really like that. I think sometimes we forget that there are those connections that don't automatically happen, and that by kind of giving some guidance there, you can help them make that connection a little quicker than maybe they would on their own. So I love that. That is awesome. Lindsay, what are your ideas for this month of December?
Yeah, I think very similar to Dixie. I agree. This month is not one where we're going to be actively trying to change things or really improve upon things in our family. This month is more of a, like she said, just kind of a, I think going back to the basics, like going and spending time together and reflecting on our Savior. And I think that's really what I want each of these weeks that we talk about things. I always want to make sure we're relating it back to the Savior. I mean, I think that's something that we often should be doing, but I'm not sure that I always do per se. I think there's lots of topics of the gospel, and we might be relating it to Savior in roundabout ways, but I think that I very much want to relate it to the Savior and how he's helping us now and how his birth is meaningful because of his life. Anyway, and so then just using that. So it's less about action and more about strengthening those testimonies of the Savior and coming to know him better through these different things.
Perfect. Awesome. Okay, so now, Dixie, you had mentioned that you had thought about several other possible options for families kind of to take it. Do you want to describe that now, or should we move on to just, first of all, going through and showing how the theme that you've chosen could be implemented each week?
Why don't I give you those other invitation ideas, and then we can look at a little bit more week to week.
Perfect.
Okay. A few other things that I had considered with my family, besides focusing on the Savior, I feel like a couple of other things that are very common to focus on at Christmas time are service or on family and connections between family or spending more time together as a family. So you could easily come up with an invitation around either of those. For service, well, we can talk in a minute about how it ties in each week, but I just feel like you can do some sort of a service project with your family or just focus on small acts of service as a way to show your love for the Savior this season. And we can also pick when we're thinking about family and connections, we can focus on a specific new tradition or old tradition that we want to carry out, or either prioritizing family time if it's harder to already have that, or if you're someone who has lots of family time, focus on enjoying it a little bit more, or at least not fighting the whole time so that it is enjoyable for everyone. And then the last thing where we had talked about specifically that this is we believe in truths restored by modern prophets, you can focus on things that the prophet has asked us to do recently, especially I guess it's coming up for us recording it today, but by the time you're listening to this, the Christmas devotional, the First Presidency Christmas devotional will have happened. And so you can take whatever suggestions you felt like were pertinent to your family from that Christmas devotional and tie that in as we try to follow our prophet and listen for the truths that he has restored. So anyway, those were some invitations that we could come up with.
So what I love about those different invitations, so you're taking the same theme and you're looking at like four different ways to implement that. And one of the thoughts that came to me was like, if I had older kids, for the most part, my guess is that they would already have made the connection between the baby Jesus and Jesus's life. So that probably wouldn't be as compelling a theme for me to focus on. But this idea of a modern day prophet who gives us revelation and who gives us instructions would be a perfect one for those of you who have older children. And so even though we're using the same theme, we're going to implement it in different ways depending on the needs and the ages of our family. So that's why we like to kind of, when we meet together as a Fearless Mothers group, we talk about how does this could be implemented for your family? And depending on the needs of the families, it's very different of how this same theme will be implemented, which is so interesting. So I love how we're going with this. And this is just to kind of show you how you can look at what your family needs to focus on and adapt it to fit the needs of your family. So let's move on now and just kind of think, okay, how are you going to implement that idea through each week of December? Dixie, I'll let you go ahead and start. And then Lindsay, if you have some ideas, you can share as well.
Okay. I'll start with the one that my family is actually going to do. And then later after Lindsay has a turn, if you want, we can go through some of the more specific ways that you can focus on those others that I mentioned, the prophet, family, service kind of ideas. Mm-hmm. But so my focus is more going to be on we believe in the Savior and we believe that the baby grew up to be the Savior. So for that first week, Again, that's the last couple of sections in Doctrine and Covenants. My family is actually going to continue our November theme while we're doing that, just because as a Fearless Mothers of Faith group, we've been working on the theme of there's power in families all through November. And that just ties such a nice bow for what I've been doing with my family on November. So we're actually not going to focus too terribly much on We Believe while we're doing that. But I think that it's pretty easy to tie into the Savior, because all of the things that are listed as possibilities in these chapters, you know, life after death, the little ones who died before the age of accountability, all the blessings that will be given to everyone regardless of what chances they had in life, all of those things are made possible through the Savior. And so I think it's very easy to tie that in by talking about why all of those are possible. On that second week, it's the week that has the Articles of Faith. We are going to glance over the Articles of Faith, but mostly for an idea list. What we're going to do in my family is we're going to create our own We Believe list. You know, all the Articles of Faith begin with We Believe. Well, as a family, for the whole month of December, starting in that second week, I guess, we're going to start a We Believe list all about the Savior. And so we will glance through the Articles of Faith. We might glance just a little bit at the official declarations, but I think our main focus is going to be talking about stories of the Savior from his adult life. We'll probably pull out a lot of the Bible videos, because that's a great thing with my children's ages at the moment. And then the song I Believe in Christ is also going to be a big thing, where I think during our scripture study each day, we'll take a few lines, half a verse or so of I Believe in Christ, and talk about different things that we believe, and then throughout the day we'll probably try to incorporate some of those videos. I don't think we'll have time to do that during our regular breakfast scripture study, but we do try to in December to do a little bit more, and so I think we'll probably do that. That third week.
So let me just stop you right there for just a second, Dixie, because I forgot to mention that oftentimes when we start a new theme, we start with an experience, just kind of to try to get everybody on the same page. So do you have an experience that you'll be using? It sounds like you're going to be starting that second week, really, of December anyway. What experience are you doing to help your children with this idea, to come to understand this idea of We Believe?
Oh, you know, there was a great one that I had written up when I originally wrote the theme that goes a lot more with the prophet's direction. So when we talk about that one, I can explain that one a little bit more. But with my family, we're mostly going to watch a bunch of videos. So we're mostly going to watch the video of, I can't remember. Is it called The Christ Child? The newest of the nativity videos that came out a year or two ago. It's one of my favorites. But then we're going to watch at least one of some event of the Savior's lifetime, probably like a healing of some sort, or maybe the feeding of the 5,000, because my kids know that story pretty well. And then we're also going to watch a video of the end of the Savior's life. So maybe a little bit of Gethsemane, the crucifixion, and the resurrection. And so my goal is to say these are all one and the same, and then we're going to talk about him the whole way through and try and tie it to the baby that we're celebrating for Christmas. So it's a little less traditional this time around for me, but that's what we're going to do, is we're going to start with the three different videos and say this is all the same person, and we're going to try and connect it, which of course they know on a surface level, but I just don't really know that when they think about the baby, they're thinking about the Savior.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Okay, perfect. Okay, so now go ahead and move on to your next couple of weeks.
Sure. Week three is the week that covers the family proclamation. And honestly, I think I'm going to cut this one just a little bit short, maybe do it for the first like 3 or 4 days of the week. But then the last half of the week, I'm going to do a little bit of week four early just because it fits better. But I think we will read through a handful of phrases in the family proclamation, things about like how happiness in family life is most likely to be achieved when founded on the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then we'll talk about examples of what he taught and how that makes us happy in our lives, and then add those things to We Believe. We believe when we follow Jesus, this is how we feel. We believe when we follow this specific teaching, this is what happens in our family, and add those to our list that we're going to continue making. But I think we'll do that just a little bit less than normal, mostly because, like I said, we did a lot of family focus in November. And so I'm interested in focusing slightly less on family and a lot more on the Savior in December. Mm-hmm. And then that last week, the week of Christmas, the focus is the Living Christ document. And so I feel like that was actually the thing the whole month that I wanted to focus on the most. And so I went through and divided it up into what paragraphs I wanted to focus on and which ones went together really well. And I decided that I was going to need 8 days to do that really well. And so that's why I'm going to steal a few days from the week before and then put a few in that second week. But again, we'll just go through. I mean, my kids are little enough that we may not read every paragraph like the whole way through, but we're going to pick out phrases and lines and talk about stories that go along with those different truths that we learn about the Savior and the Living Christ. And then by Christmas Eve, we'll have compiled, hopefully, a decent list of what we believe about the Savior, and we'll go over that list together as we celebrate him that night.
That is awesome. So one of the things that I like about this is how fluid it is for you. You do not feel bound by the dates that are in the Come Follow Me. Even though November 29th through December 5th comes under the December time frame, if you look on Come Follow Me, you're putting it back in November, and you're going to steal some of the days from the fourth or the third week to go into the fourth week. And it's just very fluid. And so that I think is so important, because our goal is to teach our children. It's not to follow the schedule exactly as it is printed. It's to teach our children in whatever manner best suits us. And so I love how you are doing that. I guess there's one more week after that. Do you have any, or is that the end?
That's the last week that's included in the, like, the way the Come Follow Me manual has it set up. It has December 27th into January included in January's. So for us, that's what we'll probably do. We'll throw that in with January when we move on to the Old Testament.
Okay, excellent. Okay, Lindsay, do you want to go through a little bit of what you're thinking of how to implement this for your family?
Yeah, I can share a little bit. So I think similar to Dixie and slightly different, but very similar. I think our main goal is to, again, to make Jesus real to us throughout this holiday season, right? And so, for example, this first week of December, we've been talking about, it's all about children who die before they arrive at the years of accountability, right? Or Joseph's brother Alvin, how Joseph saw him in heaven, even though he hadn't been baptized. And Joseph was really concerned about that. Or he was concerned about Alvin's welfare and then was comforted when he received this revelation about anyone who would have received the gospel could receive it. And so we talked about how Jesus made that possible, and how we've been talking about, you know, the importance of baptism, but the importance of Jesus in our lives and how Christ can make things possible that weren't possible otherwise. And so we've kind of been focusing that way and trying to make Jesus as the center of all, everything we talk about. So we have that. I hadn't thought about creating our own We Believe list like Dixie. I actually quite like that list, things that we believe about Jesus Christ. But we'll probably focus again on some of those articles of faith that focus more on Christ. And then that third week with the proclamation, and then that fourth week of the Living Christ. I think I love what Dixie said, and I think we're probably in the same boat, where we might honestly focus more on the Living Christ, especially since we're going to be traveling come Christmas time, mm-hmm. and we're going to miss a good chunk of that. And I think for my children, what we want to focus on this month, it's probably more important that we cover the Living Christ than it is the family proclamation to the world at this point. That's not a whole much more detail than what Dixie shared, but I think that's where I'm at, where we're just going to try to make the Savior a central part of what we talk about each day.
I love it. Okay, so if for those, you know, who feel like their children kind of understand that concept, that that's not as appealing to them. Dixie, let's go back and look at some of those other topics that you had and maybe how you could implement them throughout the month.
Great. Okay, let's start with the one with the idea of we believe in truths restored by modern prophets. Like you said, we typically like to kick off the month with some sort of an experience that gives us something to reference back to over and over again during the month. And so when we wrote up the one for this month, I had originally been thinking on focusing on this idea of prophets with my children. And then, of course, you know, I changed my mind, which is fine. But the experience, if you are thinking of talking about prophets and truths restored by them, this one would go over probably pretty well. So the idea is that we want to teach our children that prophets restore truths when Heavenly Father has something more he wants us to know, which is often prompted by a question from us, which is the case in many of these documents and sections, I guess, that we're studying this month. So the idea is to take a set of toys or a toy that has batteries that control something and hand it to the child. But before you do, you've either removed a battery or taken one of the main pieces of the set away. So when you hand it to the child, they should immediately recognize, oh, like, this isn't working, either because, you know, nothing happens because the battery is gone, or else it's useless without that main thing. And so hopefully they'll come up with that and they'll be able to ask you, you know, where's this piece? Why isn't it working? Or something of that nature. And then you can pull out of your pocket that missing piece or hand over the battery and talk about how that's how life is. Sometimes we're handed something and we feel like, oh, something is missing here. It's not quite working. What is wrong? And the one who can hand you the battery or hand over the missing piece is usually the prophet. The prophet is the one who will restore the truth that's missing, and then it works again. If you want to make this even more Christmassy, you can use a nativity set, and then perhaps the figure of the baby Jesus could be the one missing, and then it doesn't, you know, it clearly doesn't make any sense without the baby in the manger there.
I love it.
And so then you ask your kids, that can lead to a great discussion about how what they should do if they ever want to know more, and what the prophet has told us recently, or even in the this coming up, the First Presidency Christmas devotional, things like that. You know, what have they told us? What have they added? What piece was missing for us that they just added for us? And then you can invite them to follow up on something specific that comes up in that discussion, or you can invite them to look for truths restored by the prophet as you study things throughout the month. So that can lead to almost any invitation that fits your family pretty well. After you've gone over that experience, it's pretty easy to lead into the rest of the month with that. Like we talked about that first section, 137 and 138, those were exactly that. Prophets had a question. The first one was Joseph Smith, and like Lindsay said, he had questions about his brother Alvin specifically, but I imagine he also had tons of questions about all those babies that he and Emma had lost along the way. And anyway, they were no stranger to that. And then the last section, 138, is President Joseph F. Smith, and he had a similar story of a lot of loss in his life, and that prompted him to ask about the welfare of spirits and get all of the answers that they did in those weeks. So that's a great one to talk about the process of it. The answers are important also, but really the process that both of them went through is really the important thing to talk about that week. Mm-hmm. In week two, the Article of Faith number 9 talks a lot about Revelation, and that's a great one to study. But there's also a great paragraph. Hang on, I wrote it down right here. It is, if you look in the first official declaration, right after it, there are a couple of paragraphs of explanation, and there are a handful of wonderful explanations about how prophets lead us by the inspiration of Almighty God. Anyway, several descriptions about how the prophets came to those two declarations, the conclusions. Again, they were questions. Is this really the right thing? Is there something missing here? And these are the answers to those questions. So it's a great thing to talk about there. And then week three, you can talk about how inspired the family proclamation was, because I was teeny tiny when it came out, but I know that my mom said that it was such a strange thing. You know, well, okay, that's great, but everybody knows that. Why do we need this? But it's quite obvious to us today why we needed that that document. So anyway, that could be an interesting thing to talk about, how prophets know things way ahead of time when Heavenly Father feels like that's necessary. And then the last week, when you study the living Christ, that could be an excellent opportunity to just talk about the testimony that prophets bear because they know the Savior so well and talk about the testimony they share of him, obviously, that particular week. So I think that's a great way to talk about that. And then you could, your overall invitation to your family could be to come up with a list of ways that the inspiration from a prophet has blessed their life, or to follow a specific thing from a prophet recently, whether that's in a recent conference or that's in the Christmas devotional or something else that your family feels like they need. But, or perhaps it's to come up with their own list of questions and then try to find the answer through listening or reading the words of a prophet. So those are good things that you could tie in as you're thinking about the Savior, and thinking about Christmas and the blessings that come from having the Savior and from a prophet that speaks for him. So there's that one.
So I love it. So those, you know, yours and Lindsay's, what you're doing with your families, because your children are of the similar ages, are similar focus. But this focus of prophets and revelation and is quite a different topic. So it just, you know, it's still the same theme, is still the same sections of scripture that we're reading, but we're just taking a different lens to look through to understand them, which is so wonderful for a variety of families. So, okay, Dixie, quickly give us a breakdown of how we would do that last one if we wanted to do focus on service during Christmas.
Sure thing. Service, mostly I would focus on different people to serve on different weeks. So on that first week, you could think about ancestors that have passed on, or grandparents, great-grandparents, aunts and uncles, people in your extended family that you want to be connected to, because it's all about eternal families and the eternal connection. So you could send a letter to a grandparent or make some sort of a gift or a card, or you could focus on maybe doing some temple service. On week two, I would personally focus on Article of Faith number 13, which talks about doing good in lots of different ways. And so perhaps you could focus on community service or neighborhood service of some sort that week. Week three, where it's the proclamation to the family, I would focus on service within your family, or trying to be kinder to your family as a service, some sort of thing like that. And then week four, you can either talk about how Christ is the ultimate example of service, or you can talk about something you could, a way you could serve to show your love for him.
Oh, that's perfect. So now you've left me with a desire to do all three of those. I don't know where we're going to go with ours, but those are some wonderful ideas. Okay, so, you know, I hope that our listeners have seen how we've taken this one theme and looked at it from so many different angles that it just can fit with whatever the needs our family are. And I would encourage those of you listening to look through and see, you know, maybe there's more ideas out there that we haven't even discussed of ways that you could take these scriptures and that you could work them into your Christmas theme. Lindsay, what? Go ahead.
I don't know what you're going to ask, but I was just going to say, I think what's so cool, I mean, we talk about themes all the time, but this is just a good example of the power of the theme, right? You just take one thing that you're going to focus on all month, and scripture study, even if it's not, like, even like we said, there might not be a specific invitation or something we want our kids to do at the end of the month, but by focusing on something for the whole month, on focusing on the Savior, focusing on service, focusing on our family, focusing on the prophets, you can see how that's going to change the way you think about things, the way you do things. And it creates this coherency for the whole month without overwhelming anyone, right? Because oftentimes, I mean, you'll look and you'll say, okay, well, we're going to talk about families are forever 1 week. And then we're going to talk about all the different articles of faith. And so every day we're going to read two different articles of faith and talk about them. And then we're going to read about the family proclamation. And we're going to read about, you know, the living Christ. And if you do all those things individually, yeah, they're helpful, but nothing's going to change your family, right? It's not going to change your family by just doing one of those things every week or every day. It's not going to change your family. But if you can focus on one thing for an extended period of time, it has the potential to change your family, right? It has the potential to just simplify things and just to bring this coherency and this wonderful spirit about Christmas, so that scripture study is no longer another thing you have to do, but it's supporting what you're trying to accomplish this Christmas season. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And I think that being okay, so what I hear you saying, and I want to make it very clear for our listeners, is that we don't have to read all of the articles of faith. We don't have to read or study the entire proclamation to the world or the entire living Christ. We can pick and choose those things that support our theme or that we want to focus on. And that actually makes it more meaningful than, yeah, when you were talking about doing all those different things, you know, 1 week reading all the articles of faith, another week doing proclamation to the world, those are so varied and so much information within each of those things that we will be studying that there's no way that you can really get very much meaning from them if you were to do all of them. And so by focusing, by condensing or by bringing in our focus, making it more laser on one specific theme, we can actually go deeper and make it more meaningful and make it stick. That's what I love. That's what I hear you saying.
That's exactly it. But I think it also just simplifies December, right? December is so crazy. Like, you have so many Christmas parties and you're traveling and you're trying to get Christmas ready for your kids because you want it to be a meaningful time. And this just condenses it, right? It just simplifies it. In my mind, it does at least. Like, it makes it so that this supports us and helps us create this meaningful Christmas season instead of detracting from what we're already trying to do. And so I guess that would be my invitation to those listening is, as you think about this theme, think about what it is you're trying to accomplish this Christmas season with your family. And then how can you use your scripture study? How can you use these scriptures that you're studying to help support that instead of just adding another to-do list to your item, because there's already too many to-do lists. But how can you use this as a tool to support you in your efforts to make this a meaningful Christmas season?
I love that. That is wonderful. Dixie, what... do you have something to add to that? What would you hope that people would understand from this?
I just agree strongly with the last thing that Lindsay said there, where I feel like you don't want this to be something extra. You want it to be something that enhances what you're already trying to go for. So don't start with what's going to fit here. Starts with, this is what I want to get out of December, and then make it fit instead of the other way around.
Yes.
Good, good, good. Okay, well... with that, we're going to wrap it up. December is a busy time, but it's also a wonderful time to focus on our Savior and to focus on the wonderful blessings that we have. It's the reason for the season. And as all of you, I'm sure, are wanting to make sure that your children participate in the real, true meaning of Christmas, take a moment to think how this theme of I Believe might fit in your family and how you could use it to help strengthen the testimonies and the relationships within your family and their Savior Jesus Christ during this Christmas season. Remember, your teaching matters. Good luck, and we'll see you all next week.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.